Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. We'd like to welcome the Brighty on Radio team to the broadcast as well. This is the broadcast for February the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our two and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And as you know, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We have an incredible guest today. His name is Dr. John Diamond. And John Diamond is the host of America Unhinged Radio, AmericaUnhingedRadio.com, the website. It's time to save America for good. Now, John served in the Air Force. We'd like to give a big old shout out for his veteran service. We're grateful for anybody who serves their country and want to mention that as well. John is a teacher, a motivational speaker, an author, theologian. He's a Christian. He's a seasoned author. He's written several books, two of them. An Appeal to Heaven is one of them. A Cry for Divine Justice is another. Dr. John Diamond, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Sam, it is an absolute blessing to be on here with one of my Brighteon brothers, both on Brighteon TV with you and Sheriff Mack, and on Brighteon Radio.
All right, now there's so much to talk about. Your show is Unhinged Radio, but it's video too, right?
Yeah, it is. A matter of fact, when the COVID thing started and I told my bosses I wasn't wearing a mask and they said, you can't come to work. I'm like, well, I guess I'm done. So the Lord called me out of this and he said to start America Unhinged. It was just going to start as a podcast. So I got the website America Unhinged Radio. Was the name of the website. That's how it kind of started. And then I started doing YouTube videos and I've since had two of those terminated. But yeah, I asked the people at Brighteon what they thought, if I should just drop the radio part of it. And they're like, no, keep it. So now I'm not only am I on Brighteon TV where they can watch me, but I'm also on Brighteon Radio. So we got the best of both worlds here.
Radio and TV simulcast, ladies and gentlemen, for Dr. John Diamond. Great news. Americans are standing up. Americans are making a difference, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. John Diamond leading the effort. Now, I want to mention one of the books that you wrote back in, what, 05, you said, where nobody listened?
Yeah, 2006, it was called Fighting the Next American Revolution. And basically what happened was me and Alan Keyes, Coach Dave Dobemeyer, we went down to Judge Moore's Ten Commandments monument, you know, fight down there, and I think it was 2003. When I came back, now again, I'm an 8-year Air Force veteran, took an oath to support and defend the Constitution, and I'm out of the Air Force by now, and I had never read the Constitution, wasn't required to, school didn't teach it. So after we came back from Judge Moore's monument fight down there, I just began to study everything the Founding Fathers wrote. And what I paid particular interest to was the years of 1760 to 1776, the years leading up to the Revolution. We were basically in that same mold all over again, where the government basically usurped all the powers of the people and started treating them like second-class citizens. And the Founding Fathers did absolutely everything they could. George Washington said the last thing we should pick up is the sword, and the first thing we should put down is the sword. So I share with you on that philosophy. There's a lot of we can do by just getting active and taking our constitutional republic back before it ever comes to that. Well, the problem I had was this. As a theologian, if I go in and talk about Jesus and the Bible, churches, you know, cheered. But if I talked about the Constitution, I was getting too political. Well, the Tea Party, which I was kind of at the beginning of the Tea Party when it was being launched, they were like, I was talking about the Constitution, 10th Amendment, states' rights, and everything else, and they cheered, and then I talked about Jesus and the Bible, and they said, you're too religious for us. So I was kind of in no man's land until the coronavirus hit, and now both of those sides have seemed to come together and be working together a little bit better than they ever did in the past.
Well, I'm always about God, family, and country. And years and years and years ago, there was a radio network that was very big. It had several hundred AM and FM radio stations and affiliates and stuff like that. And I was meeting with the organization. I don't want to, you know, mention the details of who, what, where. And the guy looks at me and he says, Sam, we want to put you on our network. We can turn you into a star. But you got to quit talking about God so much, man. Can you just lay that aside? If you do, we'll make you a star. And you know what my response was?
Huh?
I appreciate the offer, but if God's out, I'm out.
There you go. There you go. And God saw that, and I think you're being promoted right now where you don't have to compromise that, and I praise God for that.
Amen to that. Dr. John Diamond, ladies and gentlemen, doing a great job. So let's talk about some issues of the day that I think relate. You cover just about everything on your show, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I certainly do. Several years ago, the Lord told me, because I wrote that book in 2006, and nobody wanted to help, churches and Christian organizations, and nobody wanted to help. And I asked the Lord, I was like, why is it that the churches, why is it everybody's in their little silos and nobody wants to help each other? And he said this, he said, everybody wants to be Moses and nobody wants to be Aaron and Hur. If you go back to the book of Exodus, you realize that Moses, they were losing the battle when Moses' arms got heavy and they needed people to support them. So Aaron and Hur came and lifted their arms up, and when his arms was up, they were winning. And when they were down, they were losing. And that's the problem we've really had, I guess, in Christianity or in our constitutional republic, is we're not willing to promote and lift others up. So I started this 2 years ago where I told our church, I said, all we're going to do is start supporting and giving money. We're going to start promoting people like you who are out doing a good work. I had no idea that would come full circle, and I'd end up with not only my own show on Brighteon, but Brighteon Radio, and now I'm over on Conservative Television of America. So the recipe for greatness is servanthood, and that's what the church needs to regain again. We need to consider others better than ourselves, find people doing a good work, help them and support them in any way we can.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. John Diamond doing a great job. Let's talk about the unhinged term, America Unhinged. How did you get that name? I think there's a story in here, isn't there?
Oh, there certainly is. So my background is I was raised in Columbus, Ohio in the 80s, went in the Air Force 6 days after I graduated, spent 8 years in the Air Force, full-blown alcoholic, you know, wasn't a Christian, got saved. A year later, I was in seminary and spent 15 years, you know, working towards my master's and my doctorate. Well, the very first scripture that I was ever basically told to memorize was 2 Corinthians 10, 4, and 5, where it talks about that we are to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So long story short, what that means is you need to examine what you think and what you believe. And if it goes against the word of God, then that's a stronghold that needs to be cast down. Well, we can apply that same thing constitutionally too. If you think, you know, the government has a power that it does not have, you need to look at that document and go, wait a minute, you're telling me you have this power and that power and that power? This document says you don't. So those are the two bedrocks that this nation really needs to be reestablished on, is the word of God and the Constitution.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot to discuss. We talked yesterday with Sheriff Richard Mack on Brighteon TV with the Sheriff Mack Show, simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live. We talked about 2021 year in review, and then we talked about what's ahead in 2022. I want to do that a little bit with John, because you know what? There is an incredible lineup of talk show hosts on Brighteon, on the other networks that we work with as well, LovingLiberty.net, many others, doing a great job. I'm just telling you right now, we are seeing I don't know what words to use for it. The new media's taking center stage is a speech that I give, John, but I think that really encapsulates it. We are seeing more and more people jumping into the mix, long-seasoned veterans, Christians, pastors, teachers, educators, speakers, constitutionalists, jumping into radio and TV and writing articles, and like we've never seen before. The new media is taking center stage like you wouldn't believe. John?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And this is what I'm telling everybody, is all these people are canceling themselves. right? I mean, their numbers are so small that the more people they cancel, the more they just force us into the same camp together. So, I mean, our numbers are huge. Our numbers are growing. They're swelling. Ultimately, you know, the enemy always ends up destroying itself. And we see that with CNN. Their numbers are absolutely tanked. I mean, they're basically not even worth being called a network anymore. But I started, and I'll just say this, a news and journalism conference 3 years ago now as a part of a film festival in Texas. The guy, I went down to the film festival because I'm writing some screenplays for movies. And he said, hey, what are we doing that we're not doing? And I said, well, you're not doing anything with news and journalism. And he called me back about a week later and said, that is a great idea. So we started a news and journalism conference that we hold every year down outside of Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. And we just started giving awards, just like Moses and, you know, Aaron and Hur. We just started giving awards to people that were doing great work. Alan Keyes was one of them. And man, that thing really, really took off because that was before the pandemic. That's before people really were awake to how bad the media is and how controlled the media is. You can actually go to my website, AmericaUnhingedRadio.com, and click on the one that says media. And I show you very clearly by using their own tapes that every single newsroom in America is basically being controlled from one central location. You cannot watch that video and deny what your eyes are seeing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the yesteryear media is in trouble, and everybody knows it, including all of them. The new media, no doubt, is taking center stage. LovingLiberty.net, Bridey on Radio, Bridey on TV. I can name a lot of them. Ben Swan and his organization. You've got all kinds of groups. WND.com, TheNewAmerican.com. You've got all kinds of new people making a huge difference. We're going to talk about this more with Dr. John Diamond. I also want to get into the Black Robe Regiment
in
seconds.
You know where a solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
For decades, leftists, liberal socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, "My body, my choice," in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming "my body, my choice" for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about "my body, my choice." They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips when I'm on the radio, baby. Dr. John Diamond with me, well-known talk show host in his own right, incredible author, public speaker. He's not only a radio host, but he's a TV host now as well, thanks to Brighty on TV and radio. AmericaUnhingedRadio.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. AmericaUnhingedRadio.com for Dr. John Diamond's site. And you know what? I say to you, the new media is taking center stage. The yesteryear media knows their days are numbered. They don't know what to do about it, so they're striking out hard. But you know what? We've got their number, Dr. Diamond.
Yeah, we certainly do. And now people are starting to have their eyes open and they're starting to wake up. I mean, I got people that don't even go to church, and I show them that video on my website about the journalism and how every news anchor in every city are saying word for word the same thing. So, I mean, that's why your platform is so important. That's why Bride Young's platform is so important, because people need to abandon those. They need to abandon YouTube. They need to abandon Facebook. Anything that's going to censor free speech that is so un-American and violates really the First Amendment of the Constitution, which shows you that it's un-American. And I say to people all the time when I go and speak at conferences, you know, there's two groups. There's Americanism, and then there's every other ism. Communism, socialism, fascism, imperialism. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, there's two groups. So we need to get back to the Americanism.
To the Americanism that our founding fathers bled, fought, died for, gave their fortunes, their sacred honors, and more for, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business. Now, I want to mention or talk a little bit about a few things here. I want to talk about the Black Robe Regiment for a minute, John, because if you're a pastor, kind of a teacher, an educator, a Christian leader, not to mention a veteran of the United States Air Force, you know, you've got a unique blend to discuss this. But the Black Robe Regiment, ladies and gentlemen, is a resource and network entity in modern day where church leaders and lay people can come together and educate themselves as to our biblical responsibilities to stand up for our Lord and Savior, even Jesus Christ, and to protect the freedoms and the liberties granted to us as people in a divinely inspired U.S. constitutional scenario, blackrobedreg.org. Blackrobedreg.org. It's a little bit of a difficult one to say. Blackrobedreg.org. But the Black Robe Regiment, ladies and gentlemen, had its historical beginnings during the Revolutionary War, folks, when pastors from across the colonies rose up and led their congregations into the battles for freedom. Okay, understand it was a place where they could debate, where they could discuss. It was all a morality discussion. It wasn't political. It wasn't partisan politics. It was, we're going to discuss the morality of what are we to do. We have got to preserve liberty. We have got to be able to preach and teach and learn about and worship Jesus Christ. We have got to document and educate Americans everywhere that, you know what, it isn't government that we turn to. It's God Almighty. Government may be a necessary evil. We get it. But it's God, not government, that's the key. And these leaders in the Black Robe Regiment, or Black Robe Regiment, they're the ones that spoke out. Now, this wasn't white people versus black people. It had to do with the robes they wore as they stood up to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. John?
Yeah, I love that you brought that subject up. I mean, I wasn't going to talk about that, but I showed a clip at my church. If anyone's ever seen Mel Gibson's movie, The Patriot, they actually showed the Black Robe Regiment when the pastor came out of the church and took off his uniform and had a Revolutionary War soldiers. And one of the elders was like, "Pastor?" And he's like, "Hey, the job of a shepherd is to not only shepherd the flock, but also to beat off the wolves." Now, if you understand theologically where that comes from, in the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul said, "Look, guys, for 3 years I warned you that the wolves were coming after you." And I did a whole series at my church on the role of a shepherd, because we have the idea of Jesus as this guy sitting there with a lamb on his lap with a little staff and a hook. But if you go back into Proverbs, it says, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." The rod was a club. It was there to beat off the wolves or beat off anything else that was trying to kill the sheep. And that's why King David, who was a shepherd, said, you know, the lion and the bear, the same God that delivered the lion and the bear into my hand will deliver this uncircumcised Philistine. So the pastors have lost their understanding of, they have a rod and they're supposed to use it to protect their flock.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that I believe is core to the restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It's core to what we do in the new media taking center stage. As I mentioned, if God's out, I'm out. But if we teach and preach and focus on God, family, and country, life, liberty, and property, ladies and gentlemen, we can absolutely take America back in the traditions of our founding fathers. And it was done, it was led by the Black Robe Regiment back in the day. And I submit, if it's going to happen again, that's how it's going to happen, John.
Oh, you're absolutely right, because, I mean, now we can just get, I mean, purely theological as a theologian. I mean, Christ said that I've been given all authority, now I give that to you. And the church does not come out of the four walls of the church and use the authority that we've been given to go into city council, to go into our halls of government, and basically say, thus saith the Lord. This is, I mean, I loved the advertisement that ran during your break about the guy running for governor for Idaho. I mean, this is murder. This is, you know, abortion is murder, and it needs to end. And I actually made several calls this morning trying to get people to pray for me, because I had an abortion PA. I'm in Pennsylvania, and they were trying to recruit me to run for office, and I just really had it on my heart all day, and I was praying about it all morning, running for governor here in Pennsylvania. And if I did, I would use that same ad he used, because that was very powerful. So I would covet the prayers of your listeners in helping me make a decision. Because that's exactly the course I would take.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you that the Black Robe Regiment really has a role to play. And right now, you've got an absolute dearth when it comes to religion right now. People are turning away from religion every day, all the time. Not because religion isn't true, not because religion can't be pure, because a lot of the leaders are betraying religion for popularity. Betraying religion for fame, fortune, money. I don't know what in every case. It's all different. But at the end of it, it's fame and fortune over godly submission. And we need to return to this if we're ever going to save America. We've got to have a humble, repentant, moral society, people. De Tocqueville documented this in the Founding Father-esque day, if you will. He came to America and he went around and he said, man, there's not really any laws around here. Everybody can do whatever they want to, but they don't do bad things. They don't do criminal acts. They're not given to mischief. They're good. And America's great because the people are good. If the people ever cease to be good, they will cease to be great. Now we're seeing the reality that we've lost our moral compass, ladies and gentlemen. We've lost the moral high ground. Set aside partisan politics for a second and say this. We have got to return to the morality of our founders. We have got to return to God, family, and country. And I'm telling you, new media taking center stage makes a huge difference. But leaders in the church have got to return to this. And if they do, I submit to you that people will return to church, John.
Yeah, they will. And that, again, we just got to re-educate everybody. And that's kind of my wheelhouse is the re-education factor, because I love the fact that you brought up to Tocqueville, because I quoted him in my book also. But see, we also have to understand, as a veteran, I understand warfare. I understand the enemy and how the enemy works. And this Marxist communist takeover of our country, I mean, you can look at what Stalin said. He said America is like a healthy body, and her resistance is threefold: her spiritual life, her morality, and her patriotism. If we can undermine these three areas, America will fall from within. And the same thing Abraham Lincoln said, by the way, but that's what they did. They started with separation of church and state in the early 60s. That's the first cord that they cut, was our spiritual life. Every church or every school read the Bible, had prayer. Once they cut that cord, then our morality fell. You had the sexual revolution. Then you had abortion. People were getting pregnant and they didn't want babies. And now you got the homosexuals coming out of the closet. And then it's just been downhill since then. And really, I think the only thing saving our country right now, the last cord, is patriotism. And I know President Trump kind of revived that again with the America First type of stuff, you know, getting people not to hate our country, but love our country. Now that patriotism is strong, we need to restore those other two cords, our spiritual life and our morality, and this country will be restored.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Dr. John Diamond on your radio right now. And Dr. John Diamond has written a couple of several books. He does his radio program and TV program on Brighteon and other networks. America Unhinged Radio is what it's called. Now, this Black Robe Regiment idea, I think, is critical. And I think what's holding back the churches and a lot of these leaders right now is fear. And they have got to jettison fear and replace it with faith. Hope and faith needs to replace fear, and it needs to happen now. Now, let me explain really quick. I believe that the government is over the churches in a very satanic way. When we come back, we're going to talk about it, and we've got to change this in America so that the pastors, the preachers, the God-fearing men can join the Black Regiment in good faith. I'll tell you what it is in seconds with Dr. John Diamond.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Ukrainians celebrate a day of unity, Kyiv appears to blame Russia for a cyber attack on their infrastructure Tuesday. The defense minister in Russia published a video to demonstrate it was returning some troops to base after live fire exercises. It should be noted no numbers or base names were offered in the video release. San Francisco, California residents recalled three Democrat members of the city's school board Tuesday for what critics called misplaced priorities in putting progressive politics over the needs of children during the pandemic. Ann Hsu on KRON San Francisco.
They are putting politics over education. They're harming our children, and we can't wait to kick them out.
Voters overwhelmingly approved the recall in a special election, according to votes by the San Francisco Department of Elections. Vice President Kamala Harris will swear in Cynthia Tellis as ambassador to Costa Rica later on today. USA Radio News.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu. And the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The sharp spike in murders in the Maryland area has led officials to take drastic action as the investigation backlog is overwhelming the system.
Maryland's chief medical examiner's office has over 200 bodies needing autopsies and is dealing with the backup by storing many in a Baltimore garage and loading dock. Delegate Kirill Resnick, a Montgomery County Democrat, said the growing number of bodies has been driven by a spike in murders, COVID-19 deaths, and overdoses. Resnick says some remains are being kept on an emergency basis. In refrigerated truck trailers, the U.S. National Disaster Medical System is sending at least one worker to Maryland after the state appealed to the Federal Emergency Management Agency for help. Resnick said people who go into the medical field want to heal the living, not work with the dead. State documents show that Maryland health officials have increased salaries to more than $370,000 a year to try to recruit more pathologists. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Thanks for letting us be a part of your day. USA Radio News.
Dr. John Diamond with me, ladies and gentlemen, doing a phenomenal job on your radio. Host of America Unhinged Radio, AmericaUnhingedRadio.com. Also, BrideonRadio.com, Brideon.tv. Archives at Brideon.com. Just some great stuff going on. LovingLiberty.net is one of the networks that syndicates this broadcast as well as Brideon. So we're grateful for all the distribution points we get. We need everybody to jump into our sacred cause, that's for sure. So I was mentioning right before the break about the vital necessity of the Black Robe Regiment. Teachers and preachers at the pulpit telling the tale of freedom, saying it isn't about politics, it's about morality, people. In fact, I believe there is no politics. That's just a way to divide us. Every issue is a moral discussion, ladies and gentlemen. The greatest thinkers in the world understand that. All these discussions are nothing but moral discussions. It's all about morality in the people, the moral high ground. It's all about pointing to Jesus Christ instead of government. I digress. The reason that I bring this up, though, is that what's holding these preachers, these pastors, these faith-based leaders back is this lie about politics. Oh, you can't talk about politics. Oh, no, there's separation between church and state. That's a lie from the pit of hell. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, what they use to lord over these preachers and pastors is they lie about Romans 13, making you believe you got to kowtow to government at every turn. And then what they do is they put money where their mouth is about this, and they hold these leaders back. Here's what they do. They give them, they grant them tax-exempt privilege status. And then what they do with that is they say, now that you got tax-exempt status, you better listen to us because we got the stick and the carrot now. If you speak out, you know, you might have criminal prosecution. You might have the government come out to you, and you will certainly, for sure, lose your tax-exempt permission. Don't you dare cross that line there, leader, pastor. Don't you dare. And they literally satanically lord over these people, using the government against us. It's immoral as all get out, Dr. Diamond.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'm glad you brought up Romans 13, because that's my Appeal to Heaven book. That's basically the central tenet of the entire book is a real interpretation of Romans 13, because people think Romans 13 says that you have to obey your government. It doesn't say that. It says, let every soul, who's every soul? President, Congress, Supreme Court, let every soul submit to the higher authority, for there is no authority but of God. So in my book, I have a chain of command. I have a chart. God, government, citizens. They work for God. They do. And when you understand that, when you put that chain of command in its proper order, then you can see very clearly that throughout the Bible. And I just said that to a church not too long ago, and a pastor came up and was like, you know what? I never saw that. I said, do you realize every single faithful believer in Hebrews chapter 11 was somebody that told a government official to go pound salt when that government official overstepped their bounds? The Hebrew midwives said, we're not killing babies. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, Nebuchadnezzar, you have no authority to make me break the first and second commandment. Daniel said, you had no authority to tell me not to pray. The apostles said, we're going to obey God rather than man, after they just got beat by their Supreme Court. I mean, this whole idea of unlimited submission.
The apostle Paul said, you can put me in jail, but I'll still stand my ground.
Exactly. And that type of faith really doesn't exist in a lot of churches.
Now, the reason that I bring this up so much, though, is I do believe this tax game they're playing is what's really got a lot of these leaders to be silent on issues such as pro-life versus pro-death. Some call it the pro-choice idea. That's not a choice, because the baby has no choice. They're just dead as a doornail, okay? That's a lie. It's pro-life versus pro-death, ladies and gentlemen. But you can't get pastors to speak about it or teach about it because their tax-exempt status will be in question if they talk about that moral issue. John?
Yeah, well, that's an excuse they use. So we'll deal with this in two ways. The first one is First Amendment says Congress shall make no law prohibiting the freedom of speech or the freedom of religion. So Congress does not have the authority to pass what you're mentioning as the Johnson Amendment. They had no authority. They can't tell a church what you can and cannot say. Freedom of religion and freedom of press. So that Johnson Amendment is unconstitutional on its face. So since it's unconstitutional, we don't have to obey it, and we're not rebelling against God or government or anybody else. They rebelled against God, all right? But it is the excuse that many pastors use, because a lot of pastors care more about butts in the seat and money in the plate than anything else. And they know they have Democrats and Republicans sitting in their pews, and that's just the excuse they use to not preach. Because if they preach against abortion, they're preaching against the Democratic Party is really what it comes down to. And they don't, because they don't want to lose their money, their funding, their job, their paycheck, you know, then they just use that as an excuse. But God knows their heart. God knows why they are and are not preaching certain messages. And it comes down to the love of money in many cases.
What are we to do is a question that my good friend Ammon Bundy asks. He's the guy running for governor in the great state of Idaho. He's the one that literally went to jail for 2 years. And when he got done, when they finally let him out, they said he was guilty of nothing. 2 years service, guilty of nothing. And you look at a guy, and he says, what are we to do? The government is getting so out of control now, ladies and gentlemen. We have no choice but to escalate the pushback. And I don't mean violence, ladies and gentlemen. Don't take my comments out of context. We need to push back peacefully. We need the Black Robe Regiment. We need the new media taking center stage. We need Americans to engage like never before, because you know what? Their very lives, their very liberty is at stake, John.
Yeah. And let me use this illustration that I use quite a bit when I'm speaking. Jesus always used stories and illustrations. Let's say you and another guy your family bought an island, you know, 250 years ago. You had 50 acres, they had 50 acres. Well, over a period, you know, every 6 months they would move the property line 6 inches. Well, it was moved so slowly that people over the years didn't see that line moving. Well, you go up and you find the old deed up in your attic and you look at it and you're like, wait a minute, why do you have 90 acres and I have 10? And so you'd go and ask them, and then you'd go to the courthouse, and they're like, no, the original deed we have shows 50-50. That guy illegally took land from you. That's what our United States Constitution is, and that's what I do in my first book, to show you where the property line was between the federal government and the state's government. The state governments have most of the power. The federal has none, but that's what I do. I walk the guys straight through the book to show them usurpation, how they slowly move that line over 250 years to where we're no longer a constitutional republic. We're basically I said this in the book, America is no longer America. It's now a communistic, socialistic, totalitarian police state wrapped in an American flag as a facade. And it's because they have moved that property line. So for us to, like you said, push back, all we want to do is restore the original line. And I believe God will get our back when we do that.
God will have our back when we do that if we're a moral people, though. We've got to be humble and we've got to be a repentant people, though. We've got to qualify for those blessings, John.
There's no doubt about it. And that's exactly what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says. If my people, not the enemy, if my people will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear them for heal their sins for or forgive their land. So you're right. You're absolutely right. We're going to get the leaders we deserve. Romans 13 says that God puts people in government. He lifts one up, he takes another one down. We get the leaders we deserved based on who we are as a people. So if we want to turn it around, it has to start at the direct grassroots level.
Yes, we do, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot of work to do. One of the ways that people are getting that done is they're starting to reject partisan politics as well. You know, we hear, oh my gosh, the Democrats, they're evil, they're off the rails. Now, it's true. Okay, I get it. But now we got a rift in the Republican Party between the whacked out senator from Kentucky. What's that guy's name? Mitch Whacked Out McConnell? Okay, that guy is in a big old battle with Donald Trump over the heart and soul of the Republican Party. Well, there was one day when the Republicans was a third party, John.
Without a doubt. And I talked about that with a guy on my show this morning. I said, if you understand the political dynamics before the Civil War, there were two parties. The Democrats were pro-slavery. The Whig Party said they were anti-slavery. And they came to the Christians and the Christian church, you know, every year for their votes. And then pretty soon the church woke up and said, wait a minute, you people say you're anti-slavery. You just passed the Fugitive Slave Act and the Missouri Compromise and the Dred Scott case. You people have been lying to us. You're not. So then a new party led by Abraham Lincoln rose up called the Republican Party, which was basically a far-right Christian abolitionist party. And that's exactly what it may end up taking again, because the Republican Party have become like the Whig Party of old. They come to the church and they say, hey, we're for you and we're for your morals and everything else. No, they're not. They just want your votes, and they prove it every time they legislate.
That's what happens, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt about it. Now, I'm not really for any party, even though I'm a member of the Constitution Party. And you say, what the heck, Sam? What are you talking about? Why are you for no party, but yet you're a member of a party? Well, I'm not for any party because the Founding Fathers warned us about partisan politics. They basically articulated that parties would be the destruction of the greatest country on the face of the earth if we weren't very careful indeed, because the good old boy network of the party becomes supreme rather than looking at the candidates as individuals and finding out if they will actually keep their oaths of office, etc. Well, anyway, I bring this all up because even though I don't believe in parties like the founders wisely counseled, I realize that in America today, you have to have some partisan affiliation where you can't even hardly vote, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about that with Dr. John Diamond in seconds on your radio.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Ladies and gentlemen, the founding fathers reject partisan politics. They rejected the two-party system. Washington's farewell address back in, what was it? That's right, 1796, ladies and gentlemen. He actually warned against partisan politics. He feared that it would be used to divide and manipulate us. Boy, howdy, John.
Yeah, that's where we're at, isn't it? Because, I mean, back at the time, and I cover this in my book, actually, it was just the Federalist Party and the Democrat-Republican Party were the two parties, really, at the time. And that's what he said in his address there. He said that, I want to warn against the spirit of party because it's really inseparable from our nature. Well, it didn't matter because, America's been basically split into two parties ever since then, even though he warned them, and it continues to be.
He warned against the party system, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that for a minute. Why did he do that? Because it's serious. Because the problem is parties take over. Okay? They don't stay true to the Constitution. They stay true to themselves, to the money raising. Okay? He feared that it would be used to divide and manipulate us, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's being done right now. Look, the Republicans have promised me forever, and you, that they would jettison the education department. Gone. Let's get rid of it. They've been saying that literally since the Reagan days, folks. But yet, you know what? We still have the education system. It's not gone away at all. And furthermore, now it's in bed with the FBI to literally attack parents as domestic terrorists, John.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I'm working with a school right now called Public School Exit, where I just had Bill Federer on my show. Also, and Alex Newman, I'm not sure if you're familiar with them. He runs that
public school. Of course, great friends of mine, both of them.
Okay, great. Yeah, and he's working, and we're trying to help him as much of that as possible. But we just had a conversation at my house not too long ago. Me and his family kind of got together and fellowshipped, and he's got four little boys. I got four little boys. But we were talking on the phone here just a couple weeks ago, and I said, think about the Church of England. I said, that's where the pilgrims came out of. I said, the one group wanted to reform the Church of England. The other group said, it's so broken and it will never be fixed. And they left. And I said, that's where we're at today. You got people in there trying to reform some of this stuff that is so broken and corrupt. You almost have to wipe the slate clean and start over again. That's how the Republican Party started. The Whig Party was corrupt. The Democrat Party was corrupt. They were both promoting slavery. And it had to be this third party that woke up and started a new party that basically ended slavery. That's probably going to have to happen again. I'm not really sure the dynamics of it. But more people are starting to understand how wicked the other two parties are.
Ladies and gentlemen, sadly, though, even though I reject partisan politics, as George Washington warned, the reality is in modern reality today, you can't really even hardly vote. You can't really put together a coalition if you don't have a party, John. Even though that's sad, that's reality. The Constitution Party is probably the closest to what I believe is you can get They came out of the U.S. Taxpayers Party years and years and years ago, but the Constitution Party, doing a great job, they realize this reality, and they even have a hard time getting on the ballot in all 50 states. But if you don't associate yourself with some organization, they've rigged the system so against you that you can never get anything done.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I ran for, I tried to run for governor here in Pennsylvania in 2016 under the Constitution Party. And if you're a Republican or a Democrat, you only need 500 votes to get on the ballot. You need 5,000 if you're a third party. And it used to be 25,000, and they filed a lawsuit with the Libertarian Party and Green Party, and a judge kind of knocked it down to 5,000. And, I mean, we can't rejoice over that. 14th Amendment says we have equal protection under the law. If you only need 500 to get on a ballot, I should only need 500. Could you imagine doing that by race? Hey, black guy, if you get 5,000 votes, you can run for office. Other than that, why do you only need 500? We wouldn't stand for that in race. Why do we stand for it anywhere?
Amen to that reality check. Now, you're going to speak, by the way, coming up in April at the Constitution Party Convention, right?
Yeah, that is correct. I'm up here near Erie, Pennsylvania. That's where my studio and stuff are from. And it just so happens, maybe more of divine providence than anything, but the National Constitutional Party Convention is being held up here in Erie, Pennsylvania this year. And we're putting together, we're not only putting together a list of speakers, but we're also working on live streaming it through Brighteon at the same time.
All right, well, maybe I ought to work away and come there and see how I can participate, too. Travel is kind of hard. It's just too expensive all the time for me, man. I don't know what to do about that problem, but we're working on it. But I do believe that the Constitution Party is one of the great solutions that we have as well. So I've mentioned the church. I mentioned the new media. I mentioned the solution in parties, because the Constitution Party really isn't about party. It's about the Constitution. It really isn't about the good old boy network. It's about the principles that make the party sing, if you will, in my opinion. And that's why I believe, even though it's far from perfect, it's the purest thing we've got that could create a coalition to really make a difference and make the change. Remember, the Republican Party was a third party at one time. Don't let that be overlooked as we engage going forward. Now, I want to focus on Brighteon and LovingLiberty.net, the radio networks, and the great work they're doing in the final minutes we have, John. You know, Brighteon has really put together something. The 2021 was kind of the build year is what I call it. Took a little bit to get it off the ground. There was a few glitches, as you know. We're all putting together a bunch of people, hosts and things. It's taken a lot of work and a lot of money and a lot of build out of servers and putting people in place and everything else. But, man, they've got the bulk of the stuff worked out now in 2022 and 3 and 4 and 5. And pretty soon we'll be at 2026. What is that, the 250th year anniversary of America? Ooh, yeah. So, okay, we've got a lot going on, and the future looks bright on Brighteon, John.
It certainly does. And Brighteon, I just want to clarify this for the viewers, because I keep have people ask me about this all the time. Brighteon is like YouTube. It's just an alternative to YouTube where anybody can get on there and upload your own videos. Brighteon TV is best to think of it like Fox or CNN. It is a platform. It is live streamed every day. Our hosts have set spots every day. Just kind of try to remember the two. Brighteon is YouTube. Brighteon TV is more like a network like CNN or Fox.
All right, let's stop for a minute, because when you say Brighteon's like YouTube, where do they go for that?
Just Brighteon.com.
Okay, so Brighteon.com, ladies and gentlemen, just understand there's archives from the Brighteon TV hosts there, but there's also the ability for you to do your own videos there. We're taking on YouTube like nobody's business. Separate from Brighteon.com is Brighteon.tv. That's a live TV internet network full of hard-hitting, incredible talk show hosts. I'm telling you, it's wall-to-wall great radio. Monday through Friday. On the weekends, they literally cover event after event. If you want the Patriots event, what do you want to call it, town hall solution, it's there for you now. That's that, right, John?
Yeah, yep, exactly right. You nailed it on the head. On the weekends, they're running conferences. If you hold a conference out there, we live stream it. If we hold a conference here, we live stream it. But yeah, so it's a way, because you know how, just like you said, the travel, we don't even have to do that. I still agree with meeting in person, and I love just meeting people and putting a face with a name and a handshake and everything. Much of what we have to do can be done virtually now, and we need to maximize that as much as we can.
So that's BrighteyOn.com. That's BrighteyOn.tv. There's also BrighteyOnRadio.com, which is, a nationally syndicated radio network that pretty much mirrors that schedule, right? Different hosts.
It does.
When I say it mirrors the schedule because it's got hosts during the weekday, and then it mirrors that on the weekends, right?
I'm not sure on the weekend. I know my show is simulcast because I had the idea, like, I used to watch ESPN quite a bit, and Mike in the Morning would be on, and you could sit and watch it on ESPN on your couch, or you could listen to it on the radio. And I was like, man, we need something like that for the Pro Liberty site. Well, guess what? Now we got Brighty on TV and Brighty on radio, and I know my show is actually simulcast at 9 a.m. Eastern time. On both, on TV and over on radio. So our reach is just growing and growing.
All right, it's also worth noting, BrighteyOn does a whole lot more, believe it or not, than even having a YouTube compete channel, having a TV compete channel, having a radio compete channel. But now you can submit your books to be sold through BrighteyOn. They've got a lot of other entities as well. They've got a social media offering as well, right?
Yeah, they got BrighteyOn.social, which is hoping to replace Facebook. We got BrighteyOn Books, which is hoping to replace Amazon. BrighteyOn, which is hoping to replace YouTube. I mean, we need to abandon all these anti-American platforms, quit giving them our time, quit giving them our money, and start supporting patriots.
Wow, as we look ahead in 2022 and beyond, this is really where patriots are going to start to build. What do you want to say? If we build it, they will come?
Yeah, I agree completely. And God has been raising up people like you and me and others, Island Keys, others, who have been doing this for 15 years. The leadership's in place. We already know what we're talking about. We've been trying to warn people for years. You know, I always say this, lead, follower, get out of the way. All right. If you don't want to lead and you're not called to be a leader, find somebody who is and support them like Aaron and her, and be a follower. That's fine. But, you know, don't try to run interference. Get out of the way if you don't have any solutions.
Now, I got to mention Mike Adams and Dr. Keys because they're really two of the greatest influencers that have made all this happen. They've drafted people like me and you. But you know what? They're the ones that deserve the credit for this, right?
Yeah. Well, it started with Bob Denny and Mike Adams at Clay Clark's Tulsa event when we just had a table down there, and Bob Denny and Mike Adams came together and they were like, hey, what are you guys doing? And they shared notes and they realized that, you know, Bob Denny has the studio that Island Keys operates out of. Mike Adams had the servers, and it's a marriage made in heaven because now we can live stream, you know, from one studio through servers to everybody. And I know we're in 18 countries at the very least right now. I just got a little donation from Rome, Italy. So at least one person in Rome, Italy heard my broadcast.
It's also important to note, ladies and gentlemen, that, man, BrighteyOn has a lot of listeners. It's launched way faster than I expected. You know, when you launch a new venture, it usually takes a little bit of time to get everything off the ground. They have made, I mean, it's breakneck speed, sir. The numbers that are coming out of this thing that we see are just shockingly awesome.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it's because we were willing to just get a bunch of heavy hitters and all together on the same platform and just not be about me. Everybody's just trying to save the Republic. So, you know, I brought my viewers, you brought your viewers, they brought their viewers, and then everybody started watching. From what I had heard, people that turn on BrighteyOn TV are typically sitting and watching anywhere from 4 to 6 hours. So you're going to have hosts that, you know, are more your flavor, just like anything. But, I mean, if you like one host, you're probably going to like the other because there's definitely the same spirit running through the entire broadcast.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We sure got a lot of work ahead of us for 2022. But I'm telling you right now, take hope, take courage, have faith, get involved. And as you do, you will begin to surround yourselves with people that are willing to meet in person, people that are willing to shake your hand, people that are willing to get you involved in whatever way your talents lend. That's what we're doing, and we invite you to be part of it, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. John Diamond, final words yours, sir.
Hey, appeal to heaven. Get my book, go to my website, look at a couple of the videos there. You'll get educated.
All right, give out your website, sir.
AmericaUnhingedRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. John Diamond. Thank you so much, sir. We'll have you back soon, brother.
God bless. Thank you.
Every hand, ladies and gentlemen, makes heavy lifting light. We need your involvement in every way possible. Thanks to all of you from us. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, and we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic, but you got to get involved, make it a great day, choose the right. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.